USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A charter bus transporting a high school marching band has been involved in a crash. The incident happened about 70 miles north of New York City, where the bus was carrying the Farmingdale High School marching band from Long Island. It rolled down an embankment. There were more than 50 individuals on board. One person has been killed. Multiple injuries have been reported. According to the Farmingdale School District, the band was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania. The White House is criticizing House Republicans for risking a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated today that the party lacks consensus on funding government and military.
They keep demanding more extreme policies as a condition to do their job and keep the government open.
She urged them to prioritize the people's well-being and honor the bipartisan deal brokered in May between Speaker McCarthy and the White House. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has closed Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas due to an influx of migrants. Rolando Salinas Jr., the mayor of Eagle Pass, has declared a state of emergency, seeking additional support to respond to the influx of migrants, which reached 2,500 in number yesterday, overwhelming the city. Border crossings have surged in the last week, with NBC News reporting crossings in Arizona and California reaching as many as 2,000 a day. For the second time this week, House Republicans face a setback in their efforts to push through a defense spending bill. In a surprising turn, six conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing a defeat in today's procedural vote. This is now posing a challenge for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
The conservative faction's opposition stems from their insistence on more substantial spending reductions. And almost 13,000 UAW members are currently on strike. The figure may increase tomorrow. UAW President Sean Fain has set a Friday deadline for the three major automakers to address the union's call for improved pay and pension benefits. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O'Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, now totaling 201,000 individuals. According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January, and they are significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost 8-month low. A murder suspect in Indiana is on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. Authorities are uncertain of the 28-year-old's current whereabouts and whether he even remains in the country. In today's social media-dominated landscape, unconventional career paths are emerging, some of which might not appear as traditional jobs. A recent Morning Consult study reveals that 53% of Gen Z believe they have the potential to earn a substantial income as a social media influencer.
It is someone who posts on social media to influence others, whether it's to buy products, again, to share ideas, what have you. That is generally, I think, a high-level definition of an influencer.
Ellen Briggs, a branding analyst, supports this notion, emphasizing that individuals with a substantial following can monetize through avenues like product placements, endorsements, and affiliate programs. And week three of the NFL season kicks off in the Bay Area tonight as the San Francisco 49ers host the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.